JT, live in Vegas.
From the Las Vegas Strip, right to our studios on Flamingo.
Woohoo!
I'm here because I got to put two kids through college.
LeBron.
We ask everybody to participate, from Uber drivers to taxi drivers to bartenders. I mean, I never slow down. I stand up in the studio. I'm excited to be on the radio. I like energetic callers who have opinions. Sound off like you got a pair.
Woohoo!
Oh, I'm cranky Yankee. How do the Yankees lose a game like this? Are you kidding me?
And now, live from Las Vegas, here's JT the Brick.
Great to have you, JT, with you from the studios of Fox Sports Radio, Lotus Broadcasting. Brought to you by Golden Entertainment, the home of PT Sierra Gold, the Stratosphere, the SG Bar, 55 plus taverns on its way to 60. The place I go to happy hour from 5 to 7 at midnight to 2 a.m. Watch the World Cup at any PTs. World Cup was unbelievable today. I'll get into a little bit of that, but today's more of an NBA show, which is really what I envisioned in this month as I plan out in advance of what we're doing here. This is really the window we have for heavy NBA content because of the NBA Summer League coming up right around the corner. Albert Hall will join us, the co-founder of the NBA Summer League. He's going to join us in about 5 minutes. Kurt Heelan from Pro Basketball talked to chief blogger of that entire website, really connected. He'll be out here for Summer League. He's at the bottom of the hour. And some interesting conversations that I've had that I want to play some of it and put it together and tie it all together with Chris Mannix and Bill Platsky from ESPN on what's happening now in the summer of LeBron. Every day, there's new news and there's more pressure in regards to NBA free agency and where Kawhi Leonard is going to land before or after LeBron James. And now reports today saying that Kawhi and his camp would like to get moving on a deal to the Lakers sooner than later. If that's the case, it makes sense that LeBron would want to wait because we're talking about coming up on Friday, the ability for LeBron to opt into a deal with Cleveland. If he opted in, he could get the max deal, but they'd trade him. He'd do that so Cleveland would have the ability to lock him down but then get something in return via a trade, or LeBron will opt out, which I expect him to do, and then it just looks like it'll be the Lakers, most likely. Maybe Philadelphia, Houston would like to make a pitch, and obviously Cleveland would be interested possibly on a short-term deal to bring him back. But all signs point to Los Angeles and the Lakers, and everybody listening to me in Vegas seems to be a Laker fan, right? I mean, I got open lines. A Laker fan should be calling this show every day on what you want to do. If you're a Laker fan, and I think you are, I think the majority of the people that can hear me are Laker fans in Vegas more than any other team. What do you want to do here? Who's your priority? Is it LeBron or Kawhi? And that's interesting. That would be like me asking a Dolphin or a Bills fan, who's your priority, Tom Brady or Le'Veon Bell? And if you said Brady wanted to go play, you'd be like, wow, this is great. But I'd be telling you that Brady's 40. So why are you going crazy to get Brady now at 40? He's not 28. And it's the same thing with LeBron. We just saw LeBron play at the highest level. I don't think he's ever played better. But you know LeBron's at the very, very, very back end of the prime of his career. Do you want to, if you're the Lakers, give up for Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James, all of your youth, to take a shot with these two to go beat the Golden State Warriors? Look, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't think anybody's beating the Warriors. But if LeBron and Kawhi go anywhere together, that would be the best chance I would see, including the Celtics. Remember, the Celtics are getting back Gordon Hayward and Kyrie. I think Kyrie's a lot older than people make him out to be. He looks like Uncle Drew in the movie. I mean, he gets hurt every year. He goes down. He's looking older than his years, but he's a great player. I don't think any of these teams can beat the Warriors if the Warriors stay together. But you put Kawhi, Paul George, and LeBron together, now we got something to talk about. But they all have egos. I didn't think Kawhi Leonard had an ego. I really didn't. I thought Kawhi Leonard would be the best teammate you could want. Doesn't want to talk to the media. Doesn't want to deal with anything. He just wants to play ball. Now his uncle's trying to move him out of San Antonio. Maybe the most stable organization we've seen in sports the last 20 years outside the Patriots. And now Kawhi looks like a guy that there could be some risk-reward. What happens if Kawhi ends up being this guy who turns into a diva? Don't know. but he sure acted unstable in San Antonio with the way he didn't hang around the team, the way he felt he was treated with the team, the way he didn't show up and hang out with the team in the postseason. So there is something there to look at. You know, I often tag this show and I point it towards Hollywood. You know, in Hollywood, you got these wacko actors. Like Robert De Niro's out of his mind lately politically, right? But he's unbelievable. You can hire him for a movie and he's going to be maybe the greatest living actor of our time. Johnny Depp went through $650 million, almost $1 billion. He's broke. Great actor if you can get him in your movie, potentially. And I look at these guys who are so talented in Hollywood, in music, hip-hop, but they bring along a lot of drama. The goal in the NBA is to get these guys without the drama. And LeBron James doesn't bring about a lot of drama other than when he wants to leave. Because when he wants to leave your team, all of a sudden there's drama. It's a divorce. It's a high-profile divorce. And it's tough to look good when you leave a franchise multiple times. And that's what LeBron's doing. I thought Kevin Durant did an amazing job when he left Oklahoma City. He cut ties swiftly. He went to the best team, and he kind of shut up. We found out that he's got burner accounts. He's kind of a guy who looks at a little bit too much social media. But other than that, Durant has been great. Steph Curry, you don't hear a peep out of him. Nothing but a team guy with Klay Thompson. And even Draymond Green, who's a little bit out there, fits in perfectly to the Warriors and that organization and their goal to put the team before themselves. So that's what we got. Every day until we have a decision will be the focus of this show. Unless there's breaking news with the World Cup, like today, the Germans got knocked out. So the number one seed and the reigning champs are knocked out of the World Cup. If you are a soccer fan, I'd like you now to evaluate the World Cup today. Now that we know, we have a pretty good understanding who's going through to the knockout stage. Without the Germans involved and the United States of America, the number one seeds out, the reigning champs, and the United States of America did not qualify. Do you think this is a successful World Cup so far, or are you against it because America's not in it? 876-1340. I mean, we're talking about Messi and Argentina playing France coming up on Saturday. Monday, we have Brazil and Mexico. Where are we watching this game, everybody? Brazil and Mexico? Should be unbelievable. Yeah, Bobby, it's on real early in the morning, but this is a town like Vegas that all bars should be packed, bars should be open, people should be out watching that game. Put it this way, if we can't get people to show up to sports bars for Brazil-Mexico, forget it. Then it's over because you can't get a more intense game in the round of 16 in Brazil and Mexico. So I'd like to hear from some World Cup fans how you're enjoying it. I love it. Never played a lick of soccer in my life. I don't watch MLS. I don't watch inferior low-level soccer, but I watch soccer when it gets to this point in the year, which is fascinating to me. Just to hear the chants of the fans, to hear the noise of the crowd, to understand that a bad goal could wipe out a country and send a country home. I mean, today what Mexico was able to do, Mexico got dominated in their game, but they advanced because another team knocked off the Germans. That's incredible to me. World Cup soccer is about fandom. I hope you enjoy that. My friend Albert Hall joins us from Hall Pass Media, one of the co-founders of the NBA Summer League, and I wanted to get him up here with one more big ticket push to tell you how you can be a part of this. Albert, good to talk to you again in anticipation of another big run you're going to have in Vegas.
Thanks, JT. Great to be with you again. Fandom, that's what we have, baby, in Las Vegas and NBA Summer League. We're excited to get tipped off here on July 6th.
Yeah, it's coming sooner than later. And before we get to the tickets and obviously what's going to happen here, you got to love the fact that you're jumping into what is this NBA free agency on top of the rookies that are going to be playing here in Vegas, and you're going to have unbelievable access to them. Everything that's happening with LeBron and Kawhi and Chris Paul, these are guys that frequent NBA Summer League, and they could be here while all this is going on in the background.
No question. It's going to be the epicenter, as it has become over the years when the dates kind of shifted back to coincide with Summer League. But, you know, all the news is breaking there, no question. We've got all the reporters there just waiting for who's going to go where. I mean, we've seen it in years past where one rumor will start in the one end of the gym, and by the time it reaches the other end of the gym, it's a completely separate player. So, you know, you never know how this stuff plays out. But even like last year, having LeBron there during, you know, Lonzo's first game and some of the other stuff, these guys love to come out. You know, Draymond's always there, and John Wall comes back every year, Bradley Beal, Steph. I mean, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of news happening that'll originate there at Summer League.
I know you can only go so far with your contacts, but knowing Bob Myers and the Warriors and how they've built this dynasty, it's officially a dynasty. They've won the last 3 out of 4. To know how stable the Spurs organization is, and now they have this Kawhi issue they got to deal with, and then LeBron James, the best player in the world, and whenever he moves, that's a cosmic shift. I mean, there's a lot of rumors running around from Paul George to what's going to happen with these free agents. How does that kind of get into your gym and get into your world as you're seeing these guys and talking to these executives every day?
Well, the crazy thing is these guys have, you know, multiple, they're wearing multiple hats at this time. They've got to be the GM and look at the players that they just drafted and the other teams for potential trades down the road. In the meantime, they're recruiting players for free agency or managing their cap or whatever it may be. So they're some of the busiest guys in the country at this time because of all the overlap. And then on the same side, you know, you've got all the coaching circles that are coming in. And then, like you say, the recruiting pitches never stop. And a lot of times, yeah, okay, it's great when the big names break, the LeBron or the Kawhis, but the guys that make or break your team are the guys that you're signing down the road, right? And the guys that may be a mid-level guy that could be a huge part of your franchise. So they're constantly working. And then, you know, just the best part of being there at Summer League is you're right in the thick of it all. So the juices are flowing.
Albert Hall, Hall Pass Media with the NBA Summer League. You've been doing this a while, and now the super team is here to stay. Is this good? Because a lot of rookies are coming in and a lot of young players playing in Summer League on teams that don't have a chance to compete for a championship but can be the cornerstone of a team as they try to build the super team in years to come.
You know, the super team, it's working right now with Golden State, obviously. You know, Houston went and made a nice run and did a nice job there. I mean, there's a cost to it, no doubt about it. But I believe you're going to see, I mean, the league is skewing younger. It really is, with the Jason Tatums and the Donovan Mitchells and the Kyle Kuzmas of the world. And this draft, what we just saw with a spike in the interest, and obviously Summer League's going to be another fantastic year. I mean, you've got a marquee guy like Ayton and Bagley and Trae Young and some of these guys that people are like, hey, these guys can come in and help us. So if you have back-to-back good drafts, I was just with Ryan McDonough of Phoenix the other night, and, you know, that move for Bridges was a big move. That gave them another piece that they think is a cornerstone type guy. So I think you can build through the draft right away. Obviously, free agency is huge, but we'll see. I mean, the Laker and LeBron and Kawhi thing is capturing the attention in the headlines right now. But I still believe, like, a team like Utah and some of these other guys that are doing it through draft that aren't going to land a marquee guy, I think they're going to be right there in time.
Hall Pass Media is a follow on Twitter. Follow it. I do at Hall Pass Media. Albert Hall joins us. I saw you were with Dwayne Casey. You were at the NBA Awards. What a unique story. I thought that speech was outstanding. And what he was able to do is, yeah, everybody knew the elephant in the room. He was fired by Toronto, and he's the coach of the year for Toronto. But he was able to talk about his former players who helped them get there, new ownership in Detroit, and just thanking the legendary coaches along the way. What was it like to be in that room, especially when he won the award?
I was proud. I mean, for everybody who knows Dwayne, they know what kind of a class act he is, and it has always been. I go way back with Dwayne, 1994 in Seattle when we were with the Sonics, and you know, everybody knew he had it in him, and I think just given the right opportunity, and you go back to that staff that George Karl sat there. He had Dwayne Casey and Terry Stotts and Nate McMillan and Tim Gergerich and Bob Weiss and, you know, all these guys that went on to be head coaches. And it was just really impressive to see how he did handle that. And his speech was classy as always. But, you know, he's a guy that's true to the coaching fraternity. He learns from people still to this day. And, I mean, just being there with him, his wife Brenda, and just everybody that was there, I mean, it's great to see him land on his feet with Detroit, and I think he's really excited. And, you know, Dwayne's never going to hold a grudge. He's just going to look forward and try to make the best of it. So I think it was an honor well deserved. Obviously, there's a lot of good coaches in the league that deserve that award, but I don't think anybody's going to complain about Dwayne winning it.
Summer League's never been bigger. You're going to have your biggest success again this year. Tell our listeners how they can get in line, how they can be involved, where they can get tickets, and how this is skewing over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, like I said, the star power in this draft, I think people realize there's a lot more to it. The excitement, the energy level of Summer League is something we always try to improve each and every year. So if you're a fan of good basketball, and here's the novelty thing, JT, it's about the hoops. That's the beautiful thing about Summer League. Sure, it's great about, you know, the media and whatnot, but it's all about basketball. So if you're a fan, go to NBATickets.com, call 702-739-FANS, or visit the Thomas and Mack box office, and we'll get tipped off. On July 6th, we'll do the first 4 days. We'll have 40 games. So if you're a basketball fan, it's hoop heaven.
See you out there. Thanks for the time today.
All right, JT. Take care.
Albert Hall, Hall Pass Media. Great guy. A powerful name in the NBA for what he and his partner have come up with here, building Summer League and how it's getting bigger and bigger and how important it is. I'm happy that he was able to talk about where we are with these super teams. And I think one of the things about the super teams is if you don't get a chance to watch the super team, I do a lot up in the Bay Area. I see a Warrior game or two. Saw a bunch of them last year. But what happens if you live in Vegas and you don't get a chance to see, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo? You don't get a chance to see Donovan Mitchell, these players. You can do it. You can see them hang around, but you want to see these rookies and Trae Young and the young players who are coming up. You want to see them play in Summer League. It's that good, and it's a memory. And for the kids, again, I don't think I'm going to get arrested for saying this. Drop your kids off. Make sure they have a ticket. If they have a cell phone, and pick them up 10 hours later. It's the greatest event to give your kids freedom if they're at the age of 8 to 15 years old and say, hey, go down there and get lost in both those gyms, and we'll pick you up tonight when it's over. That's what I do. My sons love it. They go there with their friends, and it's just a lot of fun. Air conditioning, fun, basketball, and you really get a good sense of what's happening around the league. And then you sit there, and all of a sudden LeBron sits down in front of you. And then James Harden walks in, or Chris Paul, and they really do, especially early on when they can fit it into their schedule. So thanks to Albert Hall. Kurt Heelan will join us coming up from Pro Basketball Talk. We'll talk to him in a few minutes. Again, I'd like to hear from some soccer fans. Again, Vegas is trying to build soccer. You got to be able to talk about World Cup if you're going to talk about the lights. I think it's, you know, meet me halfway on that. This is a big deal. Messi and Ronaldo has advanced. Germany is out. I look at some of the big matchups coming up this weekend. It's a really big deal. Of course, I think the World Cup would have been much bigger with the United States. And the United States probably would have been knocked out today. I think if you dip the show in reality, if we got in, we probably would have gotten in and not advanced out of the group stage. But we're seeing teams now with pressure. And when you know that Messi's going up against France on Saturday and the whole country of France and the whole country of Argentina and the rest of the world's going to be watching, we have a couple days to preview that and talk about that. I've been telling you about the Henderson Hyundai Superstore. Heading out there again next week on Boulder Highway in Henderson. The largest selection, the best financing opportunities, all the colors, the deals you want, and a really good staff. What I believe is the most affordable car, high-end car, futuristic car that you can get right here in the Valley. It's the Henderson Hyundai Superstore. Go check it out on Boulder Highway in Henderson. Coming up next, we'll talk to Kurt Heelan at the bottom of the hour. And part of my conversation with Bill Plaschke, he was the guy who asked Magic Johnson at the press conference the questions that have gone viral. Magic dropping the gauntlet on Magic and his job. I like that. I like when guys put pressure on themselves. Magic did that yesterday.
And then if I can't deliver, I'm gonna step down myself. She won't have to fire me. I'll step away from it. You know, because then I can't do this job.
Yeah, that was Magic at a big press conference. Bill Plaschke from ESPN, you know him from Around the Horn and the LA Times, was the guy asking those questions, and he joins us on Fox Sports Radio. And Bill, you go back a long way with Magic Johnson, some difficult questions. What was that press conference like?
Yeah, it was a press conference for the draftees, you know, for the two draft picks. And I didn't really care about either one of those kids, to be honest with you. Nice kids. But when the press conference wound down, I just asked Magic, you know, does the team need to substantially improve this, you know, or is it, you know, what is the importance of getting free agents? And he says, well, you know, we can maybe, if we can't do it this summer, we'll do it next summer. And I'm like, whoa, that timeline seems to have changed. So I asked him then, is there a lot of pressure on him to get this done? And Magic, and I love Irvin, and he's like, no, I played in the NBA Finals, and I played in a lot of big games, and I'm like, well, it's not really about playing. It's about, you know, running the team, and how's that, you know, you have a whole new job now. And he said, well, I'm Magic Johnson, I can get it done. So it was very emotional. It was very, and then at the very end of the press conference, we took him off onto the side, and I asked him again, would it be a fit? And again, Irvin and I go way, way back. I just said, is it a failure? If you do not get Paul George and LeBron James or one of them, is it a failure? And he said, no, but next summer it would be. And if we don't get this done by next summer, I'm gonna step down. I'm going to quit.
This is incredible breaking news, Bill. When you have the opportunity to ask questions like that to a friend, someone you respect, he respects you, and then you get this back and forth. I mean, you've been doing this a long time. That sounds like a really memorable moment for you and Magic.
Yeah,
today.
It was pretty interesting. And I think it's because I'm so old school, and I'm one of the few old school guys he recognizes anymore, because there's not many of us around. And it was good. And I hope, and I think he appreciates that I've got to, you know, I'm doing my job. I got to hold him to the fire a little bit. And there is questions out here. And again, but this time next week, I could be at a press conference with LeBron and PG and Magic, and he's the executive of the year. All right. So this, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. But I think there's a lot of people wondering, thinking Magic has to prove himself as a basketball executive, as beyond a basketball player, you know, prove himself in his new role. And, you know, a lot of people in L.A. and all the country never saw him play. And they know him as a great businessman and a great ambassador. And now he's trying to get his chops as a great NBA president of basketball operations. And can he make this happen? It's the only reason he was brought in. He was brought in for this summer and next summer. But this summer is what he said earlier when he first got his job. It's about this summer. So we'll see what happens. Being very emotional about it, and I don't blame him. I got a little emotional. It was an interesting time, but it's tense as heck over there, guys. It's really, the Laker camp is very, either they all know what's going to happen or nobody knows what's going to happen, but they're very on edge.
Am I the only guy that says pass on Paul George and go after Kawhi and LeBron? Like, what? Paul George is not a first, second, or third team All-Star anymore. He's clearly, everybody talks about Carmelo not being the player he used to be. I agree. And Paul George is not the player that he used to be 4 or 5 years ago. Plus, he doesn't have a history of game-winning shots and iconic moments. The love affair, tell me about the love affair with Paul George in Los Angeles.
It's interesting. It's waned quite a bit. And I've got a conundrum. What do I write if they sign Paul George and nobody else? Has that been a successful offseason? You got to say it has, because he's a top-tier free agent, and he is one of the basketball's best two-way players. But it's not going to feel. It doesn't feel. You're exactly right. You're so right. It doesn't feel impactful. It just doesn't feel it. Like if they had gotten a Kawhi, or even if they next summer they go get Jimmy Butler or Klay Thompson, it just doesn't feel as impactful as it is. But Laker fans will take it, and I would say, yeah, you know what, good for them for getting it done. But yeah, I think I don't think the love affair is so much. I think the people love him mostly because they think he's going to get him LeBron. I think they think that if they get him, they'll get LeBron, and I think that's probably true.
Bill, last night I came home, my kids, I got a 17 and 15-year-old boy, my wife's a Cubs fan, so I'm watching the Cubs-Dodger game, and I saw so many empty seats in the bleachers and empty seats, and I just sent out a tweet, said, wow, I'm surprised with Chicago in town, there are these empty seats. I lived in L.A. for 10 years, I know they're number one or with attendance, I get that. I was tweeting in the moment live, oh, you would have thought that I needed police protection last night. People were coming after me, and I was just pointing out what I was noticing. It was a month, you know, it's a school night, kids and this and that. My point is this, that I think it's expensive to go to a Dodger game. I think kids in the summer like to swim and play video games and do things. It costs a ton of money just to walk a family of four up to the concessions. Are the Dodgers bulletproof when it comes to the economics inside that ballpark, where they're going to get 40-plus thousand a night, or are there going to be some nights on a school night in the summertime against a good team where there are some empty seats on TV?
sorry to say, they're bulletproof. They are. Okay. No, they just are. They just are. And the empty seats, you know, they have the biggest stadium in baseball. So they're going to be empty. Then they still probably drew, I don't know what they drew last night, 45 maybe, 50. I mean, they could draw 50 and have a bunch of empty seats still there. The Dodger fans are really, really, really loyal. And they have, and they, you know, and if you put it, and they've been five straight division championships, they'll pay the money. I can't get past the parking. How do you go there and handle the parking? Just the logistics of the parking. It's Angel Stadium, and this is a big secret out in L.A. It's not much secret. Angel Stadium is a much better place to watch a game than Dodger Stadium. I think I've said that before on the show. But people just love the Dodgers. No, they're right now, they raised ticket prices. They jacked them up last year a ton for people in the cheap seats. They're still selling.
Bill Platsky on the movement, what's happening with Magic Johnson, Paul George, and I think the big takeaway from that conversation was he believes that Paul George is there to bring in LeBron. And that there's a lot of truth to that. Paul George wants to go. And we'll talk about that with Kurt Heelan coming up next from Pro Basketball Talk. He'll join us. And why do we need all these guys to kind of facilitate deals? Magic Johnson's a guy who should be able to sit with LeBron solo and get the deal done. Sit with Kawhi solo and get it done. And get the Paul George deal done. Magic's got the ability to do all of it. And he'll be able to do it, but he's going to have to give up players to get Kawhi Leonard. So the big moving news story today, everybody, if you're joining us late or if you're just getting off work and you're trying to get your sports fix in, is that it looks like Kawhi Leonard's putting pressure on San Antonio to get this deal done. He does not want to be back in San Antonio, so that's putting pressure on the Spurs to do a deal. Where the Spurs could look at Kawhi and say, hey, be quiet. We own your rights. We'll get rid of you when we want. And what is Magic going to do? Because Magic doesn't want to give up Kuzma. He doesn't want to give up Ingram. He doesn't want to give up three or four of his young players, knowing that Kawhi will come there free as a free agent in 2 years. This is getting good. It's getting complicated. Kurt Heelan will clear it up for us from his perspective from Pro Basketball Talk coming up next. He'll be out at NBA Summer League like most of the national media. PT's, their entertainment group, the largest tavern operator with over 55 establishments. You know PT's Pub, PT's Gold, PT's Ranch, PT's Brewing Company, Sean Patrick, Sierra Gold, and the SG Bar. Right down the street, my bar, the SG.
Regardless, that's what I want to do. I don't want to have a revocation of what happened last year. You know, if that came down to that, you know, obviously I got to do what I got to do and take my stand and protect myself. You know, but I don't want to have to do that, and I want to go to camp and play for the Steelers, you know, long term.
Le'Veon Bell of the Steelers. We'll get back to that in a little bit. JT back with you on Fox Sports Radio. As we continue, Kurt Heelan, kind enough to join us, one of the best NBA insiders, period, at Pro Basketball Talk. The website is amazing. He's a great follow. And, Kurt, you're a great follow today because I've been following you. And let's start off with the news about Adam Silver getting that contract extension, obviously well-deserved.
Exactly. Look, if you make the owners money, they extend your contract. It works for Roger Goodell. I think it's worked even better for Adam Silver. He's positioned the NBA. Look, there was labor peace under his, you know, they've got a new CBA put together that didn't have a lockout, that didn't have the acrimony of the last, you know, couple with David Stern. They got a new television deal that has helped every team. And the league is, like, just well-positioned globally. Owners are generally really happy right now with where things are at. So, yeah, he gets an extension.
I think there's a lot of news before I see you out here for NBA Summer League coming up here in a couple of weeks with free agency. And how do you feel like it's going to play out? Is it Kawhi first via the trade? Is it LeBron? Do you believe, as you tweeted out today, with Paul George, who wants to make everybody happy via free agency here, where it seems like I had Matt Pinto on last night. I've been talking to Thunder insiders who are confident that he's going to come back to OKC. Who's the first domino to fall, in your opinion?
Yeah, first off, you were spot on there, and Matt's right too. If anybody in OKC is convinced he's coming there, and frankly, everybody in Los Angeles is convinced he's coming there, it's going to be interesting. The Lakers and
other people behind, you know, LeBron's people, some others behind closed doors, are really pushing for something to happen with Kawhi, because basically LeBron doesn't want to come to L.A. solo. Look, LeBron and, you know, Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram's the real steal, but LeBron, you know, that whole Lakers core with Kuzma and everything, that's not good enough. That's not good enough to win titles, and LeBron on at 33, entering the 16th NBA season he'll play in, he's not waiting around anymore, man. He's all in for winning titles. So he doesn't have a year to spare like that to wait for them to build a team. He wants Paul George and or Leonard to come now. And the Spurs are in no rush. Like, the only thing that's consistent when you talk to everybody around the league about where that might be headed is, yep, the Spurs aren't in a rush. They're going to take their time. They're a deliberate organization, man. They got a guy who plays for them nicknamed Slow-Mo. Like, this is not an organization that rushes into decisions. They're going to take their time with it, and that makes things tough because Paul George is torn. He, you know, there's a lot of buzz that he might sign a one-plus-one type of deal and stay in OKC. So I got a feeling LeBron's going to have to be the first domino, even though he doesn't want to be. And if he has to be the first one, that's not necessarily good for the Lakers.
Kurt Heelan is our guest at Basketball Talk, a must-follow on social media. Kurt, when I look at Kawhi, I think this is going to be either a staring contest, who's going to move first, because if he's starting to put out, and you tweeted this 6 hours ago, report, Kawhi Leonard adamant he wants to leave Spurs before the season. This is just going to be a PR battle for a quiet kid who we all thought highly of, and now all of a sudden, if he's under contract for a reputable organization and he's pushing for a trade quickly here, how is that going to affect him in the world of PR?
For a guy who's part of the reason that this move wants to happen, part of the people around him, I mean, yes, there's the injury issue and the lack of trust that came in there and concerns. But part of the reason people around him, his uncle and others, are pushing him out the door is they don't think his brand's big enough. They think that that'd be better in a bigger market. You know, and you and I have had that discussion before, that it's a lot more than the market size that determines that stuff. I mean, you know, Russell Westbrook's in a tiny market. He's doing all right for himself with his brand because he works at it. And, you know, Kawhi doesn't do the social media and all that stuff. And anyway, so I don't think it necessarily really helps the long-term cause there in a lot of ways. It's not, he was a unifying figure. Everybody kind of respected and liked Kawhi, and I don't know that that's always going to be the case now that he's kind of pushing his way out the door. It doesn't play the same way, no matter even if you get to where you want to go. So I think that there is that impact. And again, the Spurs, they've got some leverage here. They're in no rush. They can wait. Look, the Laker trade offer, is going to be the Laker trade offer in February, and they would love to see if they can get, I don't know, Boston, Philadelphia, some of these teams with real assets in the East to jump in and take the risk that they could win Kawhi over and put in some real assets to make it to.
Last one for Kurt Heelan. Is there anybody else? Is there another market? Is there a GM that you believe is ready to pounce at all? The last 24 to 48 hours, we just need a pound free.
Watch, the Pacers have, I mean, two teams. Dallas has cleared up some cap space and is looking at going after Boogie Cousins and maybe some other guys. But watch Indiana. They have made moves to quietly give themselves room. Look, they're not going to get Paul George. They don't want Paul George back. They're not going to get Kawhi. That's not the kind of play. They're great get, obviously, with Victor Oladipo, and they, in a down market, get somebody for value or a couple guys at value who really start to round out that roster and lift them up another level. So that's a quiet team to watch who's going to be sneaky dangerous, who they're really going to go after in free agency.
It's amazing. You've been doing this a while. The website's growing. Your social media footprint is growing. Every year, you're accustomed to some drama. It's Durant.
Yes.
It's Harden. It's LeBron again. I mean, LeBron is the gift that keeps on giving every 2 to 3 years when he opts out.
Exactly. You know what? Maybe things at the time, you know, I thought owners were trying to protect them, and they were. They went with shorter contracts to try to protect themselves from giving out bad 7-8 year contracts,
right,
you know, that they regret at the back end of. One of the benefits of that is that the players realize their value as a free agent. They'd like to be free agents more often and give themselves more control. And that just now you've got the players like asking for shorter deals. You might get Paul George asking for a 1+1, and we go through all this again in a year or two, and that just more big names on the free agent market has been good for the league because it creates that drama. And you're talking, and you know, talk shows and television shows around the country are talking about it, and that's just good for the league.
All right, so lunch outside the Thomas and Mack at Summer League on me. Hopefully we can get you in the studio up here, and we'll get together when you're out here in a few weeks.
Yeah, you know what? I'll have your guy text me, and I'll let you know when I'm there.
You got it. Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate it. Kurt Elam.
Take care, man.
At Pro Basketball Talk. At Basketball Talk is the follow. Really good NBA insider who has fresh content every few hours. Just fantastic. He makes a good point at the end there with free agency. The NFL... We played you that Le'Veon Bell bite. He's the best running back in football along with Todd Gurley. He's underpaid. He's outperformed his contract. The league has the franchise tag. He can't get out of the franchise tag. He could get hurt. His knee could get blown out on any play in training camp, not the games. And he's trying to protect himself. And now we're going through an era in NBA basketball where guys are wanting to sign one-year deals, do these 1-1 deals. Now, there's only a handful of those guys who can pull that off. LeBron, Paul George, Chris Paul. There's only a handful of guys that don't want 6-7-year deals because they want to jump around. But one of the favorite topics that I have growing up as an NBA fan is knowing the old school NBA, which a lot of people listening understand it, and to know deep down that Magic and Bird never wanted to play with each other. They wanted to beat each other. And that's the problem that I live with every day now in sports, that I got to let go. My kids are growing up in a different era. My kids are growing up in the super team era. Oh, yeah, Dad, well, Durant, why not Paul George to the Warriors? And I go, well, what'd you say? Well, they can fit him in. Kids believe this now. Kids believe that everybody can play with whoever they want. And it wasn't the case. My dad grew up with DiMaggio, Ted Williams. They played with each other in the All-Star game. That was it. They didn't want to play with each other. And those days are gone. They're never coming back. Never coming back. So from here on out, what's sports going to look like 20, 30 years from now? Is it the super team on steroids? And the problem with the super team means that the rest of the teams are average to below average. And when you're trying to sell season tickets, I mean, we forget what happened here with this hockey team. This hockey team was supposed to take them 5 years. The owner talked about 6 years for the playoffs. And it would have been a slow build for the Vegas Golden Knights. Now the Vegas Golden Knights, you can't get a ticket for a game. They're in the Stanley Cup final, and you don't understand what it's like to pay your dues the way some of these other teams have paid their dues in other sports. And conversely, you get to the NBA, and people are impatient, and they don't want to wait. They want a super team next year. And you're not going to get a super team in Indiana. You're not going to get one in Salt Lake, in Portland, in New Orleans, in Charlotte, in Brooklyn. There's so many places. How difficult is it to sign up people for luxury suites and lower bowl season tickets? How would you like to be that salesman saying, hey, why don't you buy tickets here? It's going to cost you $14,000 for the year, and we might not make the playoffs because we're in the super team element of the Golden State Warriors. And the Warriors got to be beat, and the only guy who can beat him is LeBron, but he needs help. And how crazy is that? Did you ever hear Kobe ask for help? Never. Did you ever ask Jordan ask for help? Now, Jordan had good teams. He had Pippen. You know, he had Horace Grant. He had Paxton Curry. He had Phil Jackson. But he wasn't whining about, if he had an off year, I need more help. Now, all these guys at the NBA Awards, you'll hear from Chris Mannix coming up next. Everybody is looking for help in sports. Even my Yankees. How much of my Yankees, they've won 50-plus games. Well, they need another pitcher. Why? They got enough. Now go win. Why do you need more help? Why do you need another player at the trade deadline? The Oakland A's and Tampa Bay need help. It shouldn't be the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Dodgers needing help, but the super team is always looking forward to that excuse. If they can't win and they need an extra hand, an extra pitcher, an extra two guard, someone coming off the bench. God, these Warriors are good. What's it going to take to beat them? I'm a Knicks fan. No chance. What's it going to take to beat the Warriors? All right, my conversation, a piece of it with Chris Mannix. He said something really important. It's a heavy dose of the NBA today in free agency right here on Fox. We'll be right back.
Next summer, if nobody comes and I'm still sitting here like this, then it's a failure. But if you judge us on one summer, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that was Magic, and that was Bill Plaatske, who you heard from earlier, asking those questions. Chris Mannix, who's an NBA insider from Yahoo and joins me from Fox Sports Radio, checked in with me last night after the NBA awards, and he traveled back. I asked him if there was anything that jumped out at him at that award show.
No, I mean, everyone I voted for at the top of the ballot won. The only takeaway I'd have is I wish they would just throw this award ceremony in the trash, frankly. I think the NBA kind of loses a little bit of the authenticity, a little bit of the emotion by, you know, taking the award away from, you know, the last couple of weeks or the first couple of weeks after the season. I kind of like the, you know, a player getting the award in front of his home crowd. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've basically, you know, sold their souls, so to speak, for, you know, a red carpet and a goofy TV show. So, I mean, like, I'd rather them just dump this whole thing. They won't do it, of course, because there's more money in doing it this way. But I get, look, I put it this way. I followed it on Twitter. I didn't watch it live.
Yeah, a lot of people missed it there. And again, I think what I like about the show, it just gives us an opportunity to get Elgin Baylor, Oscar Robertson, obviously Kareem, and Bill Russell in the same room. I know Russell made a lot of noise last night flipping off Charles, but overall, to get those legends together, it's kind of like the Hall of Fame in Canton. To get those guys together once a year is kind of special, but I would agree the show overall is a little bit clunky. It's a tough watch.
Yeah, I mean, and more to the point, you know, you're anointing the coach of the year a month after he got fired. You are, you know, giving James Harden the MVP, you know, weeks after LeBron proved he's still the NBA's best player. I mean, it just takes something away from it. They just want the pageantry of it all, and I think it's kind of stupid, and I wish they'd do away with it.
Chris Mannix is our guest. Chris, I know LeBron doesn't want all these big pitches and private jets and PowerPoints, but the one team I'd really like to see pitch him hard would be Houston, because of Chris Paul's role in the league as one of the really elite guys who understands everything from salary structure to the union and the future of the sport. Obviously, Daryl Morey, and then especially Harden, the MVP, who I thought blew it last night. I thought his speech was awful. He was unprepared. It wasn't a good look, but I'd like to see him recruit LeBron James. That's the one team that I really think has the best and most up-to-date story to tell LeBron.
I mean, those guys can tell LeBron that story. I mean, Chris Paul is free to travel to Cleveland or L.A., or they're probably both in L.A. because they both probably still have houses there. I know LeBron does, and I'm sure Chris Paul does as well, and spend time with him going over this. And I have no doubt that's happening. I oftentimes find those pitches, though, guys, to be a little overrated. And I say this because nobody that's gone through that process has ever wanted to do it again. I mean, think about it. I mean, LeBron went through it in 2010, didn't do this anywhere near the same thing in 2014. Now he wants nothing to do with it. Carmelo was on record after he did it in 2011 that he wanted no part of doing it again. KD is not doing it again, even though we know he's going to go back to Golden State. I mean, these guys, you know, they want it at the time. This is why Paul George wants it now. He wants it because he hasn't experienced it. But once these guys experience these elaborate pitches, they want no part of it. So if LeBron James needs to be sold the merits of Houston, he can just invite James Harden, Chris Paul over. They probably live in the same neighborhood as he does. So I don't think there's too much gained by not having Daryl or an ownership member in the room.
Chris, finally, you have tremendous sources with the Celtics, and Kawhi's the perfect Celtic in my mind. Perfect. He plays both ways. He's unbelievable on defense. He gets his teammates involved. He would be perfect with Brad Stevens in that system there. But Ainge wants to build and build his way and draft picks, and when he makes moves, he makes them. He's very patient there. How could Kawhi be the great fit for Boston, or no way that happens?
Well, I mean, look, I think he's a great fit as a player. But, I mean, before you make any offer to San Antonio, there has to be a firm conversation with Kawhi Leonard about his intentions beyond 2018-2019. I mean, you absolutely cannot give up the type of assets Boston would have to give up to get him, headlined by Jaylen Brown, to go get Kawhi Leonard, unless you were 100% sure he wanted to be there long-term. Now, he's not going to sign an extension when he gets there, but you've got to be as sure can be, that he's actually going to want to be there. And I don't know that you're going to get that from Kawhi. I mean, his inner circle is pretty tight, but you know, the message coming out of it lately has been, you know, Los Angeles, Clippers, or Lakers, just being in that Southern California area. Now, we've got a long way to go, and I'd be very ready for a prolonged process when it comes to Kawhi Leonard. I'd even use Kyrie Irving as an example. Kyrie Irving last year was traded late August. I wouldn't put it past this situation to mirror that in some ways, but it's going to be long and drawn out, and believe me, Boston is not going to give up what they need to give up unless they have a firm commitment from Kawhi Leonard.
Chris Mannix on his opinion, what's happening. That's what we wanted to do today, is do a deep dive on NBA free agency with Albert Hall from NBA Summer League, his contacts, Kurt Heelan, conversations with Chris Mannix and Bill Platsky, all brought to you by the Henderson Hyundai Superstore, the largest Hyundai inventory in Southern Nevada. And more choices mean more savings. Get more and save more at the Henderson Hyundai Superstore located on Boulder Highway in Henderson. Coming up, Kevin Millar will join me at 5:30, MLB Network. Love talking to him about baseball. Warren Barton from Fox Soccer on what's happening in the knockout stage. Michael Lee from Yahoo and Evan Rosenblum from TMZ. That's a busy night. Thanks to Bobby who put the show together. We got big shows the remainder of the week as we are fired up for the NBA Summer League and LeBron and the summer of LeBron and free agency, where the dominoes are dropping quickly, and you'll hear it here first on Fox.